Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Spiritually Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Grateful that we could spend a little time together today. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice, which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply 7 daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. In today's show, I have a very special guest, and it will be talking about yoga. And I know for those past listeners, we've had a lot of yoga guests on the show, but yoga is a very important practice here and is really at the core of the spiritual fitness practice. But I think what makes this interview a little interesting is this person reached out to me and said, you know, I'd love to be on your show. And I've known her work, and I thought it was intriguing because it's kind of a different take on yoga that I think maybe that, you know, maybe a lot of mainstream could relate to. And so without further ado, I want to introduce you to Alicia Magna, who is a native Italian yoga teacher. She's a registered yoga teacher, 200-hour based trainer, trained under Johnny Kest at Center for Yoga, where I trained, so very familiar with that practice. She is the wellness ambassador for Bosch, and she is founder of Yogando Retreats. And Yogando, hopefully I'm saying it right, Retreats offers a different kind of retreat experience than other agencies. Its philosophy is to travel the world while doing yoga. This boutique style of retreating provides our guests with a very dynamic experience. The adventure goes far beyond getting on a plane and then doing yoga in some beautiful place. People get to see things they've never seen before, eat wholesome and delicious foods, and very often find themselves diving deep into a wonderful, life-changing journey inward. And that's what we talk about. And the purpose of the show is to kind of look within. What are these practices that can make us look within, look inward, and get to a place of shining our light? So I'd like to welcome Alicia.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely, and grateful that you can make it today, and you went out of your schedule to do that, so thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You know, I've had several yoga instructors on, you know, on the show before, and really I think the best way to kind of just get started is to really just find out how you discovered yoga, how it came into your life, and we'll kind of go from there. So tell us how yoga discovered you, or you discovered yoga.
I think both ways, but more yoga discovered me. I am native Italian, as you said, and moved to Michigan 7 years ago. I've been a member of Lifeline Fitness since day first when I arrived. And I've been here for 7 years, and 5 years ago, I saw a yoga class and somebody getting out of a yoga class. And I've been going to that fitness center for 3 years, more or less, every day, doing all kind of fitness activities. And I was never much into yoga. But that day, that particular day, I saw people getting out of the yoga studio and they were like drenched in sweat. Mm-hmm. And they were smiling.
Smiling, yes.
So I said, okay, wait a minute. They've been working out for 1 hour. They are all like red and just they've sweated out all the toxins and they're still smiling. They're still happy. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, maybe it's worth trying yoga. And I attended my first vinyasa class, which was a funny story because I'm from Italy. So there was still communication gap between what the teacher was saying, her clues or guidance in English, and what I was expecting. But first of all, I was in Down Dog, and I remember that there was no music in the background, and I could hear just a loud breath, you know, just people breathing. And I thought, is this like a music? Is this like a song? It cannot be. You know, I was really like a novice from yoga. So I wasn't paying attention to my breath at all. And I couldn't believe that people was breathing too so deep. And that was the best guidance that I had in my very first class. Because, of course, I followed the good examples that were in the room. Mm-hmm. But as all students who show up on a first time, I was lost.
Right.
I didn't know anything at all. I didn't know what even a down dog was, you know.
Right.
So I followed their breath, and they held me so strong that after my first yoga class, I said, this is going to be my first challenge. I really want to be like them, strong, focused, motivated. And what I was really inspired of from them is that they could focus mentally more than physically in their mat, on their mat, on what they were doing. So I was really stoked. There was so much behind that physical workout that yoga found me in that way. After my, I think, second week of practice of yoga, the sign of YTT, of yoga teacher training, came up on the studio, on the shelves. And I read the flyer and I said, I'm at home, because I was expecting my second daughter at the time. I had the time. And why not? So I signed
why
up.
Why not? I love why not.
I signed up, right. And that was a life changer.
Yeah, I did the same, and I did the same, you know, program. And I mean, wasn't that a life changer? Not even just to kind of go in thinking, oh, I'm going to be, you know, a yoga teacher now, but it kind of just spoke like you had to, it's something you had to do.
Yes, I really listened to that inner voice.
Right.
And I didn't have any scope of being a yoga teacher. I didn't even know what, you know, this training could bring me to. But I wanted to understand more the philosophy behind every positions. I wanted to be more knowledgeable and to be part of a community that really inspired me. Because by then, being an expert, I came here by myself. It wasn't easy at the very beginning to get to know people.
Right. So, I mean, that's one of the things we talked about before going on the air, and I really want to touch on that, is the power of also community. And you coming from a different country, not knowing anyone, that, you know, you found a support system just through yoga. Through
you're
this
lost.
Community.
Yes. At the beginning, you're lost because you don't know where to go. And people on Friday, they just say, okay, have a nice weekend. And you look at yourself and you say, okay, so what's on my plate?
Right.
You don't know. But if you really build a community, like a sense of friendship with these people, I can really call them my yoga family now. I know they're there.
Absolutely. And I think the main thing is this is also... There's a couple points I want to touch on. It's almost like a different type of community. You know, I mentioned this in my book, The Humble Warrior, and I mentioned kind of like how yoga came into my life. You know, I was kind of in a real dark place where I really didn't want to be around anybody, but at the same time, I did want to be around people. Mm-hmm. And through yoga and through that community, it's not like, hey, what are you doing on Thursday night or Wednesday night? It's just you have this common bond that when you're in the mat, and you're in that room, that's the community. And there is a connection there. And then everybody kind of goes off and does their own thing and lives their own life. But it's the importance of knowing that you're really working on yourself. And I think that's what the bond is we're really trying to all work on ourselves and be the best human being possible. And to be around like-minded people like that is very powerful. And that is what's so common about the breath, is that is one thing that connects us all.
Yeah, well, also yoga teaches you how to be really empathetic with people.
Yes.
How to listen.
Yes.
So what I really learned from them is that, first of all, they cared about my background and about my story. And then second of all, as you said, they were very mindful in what I really truly value, which is eating. I mean, in the choice of what they do, how they lead a very healthy life. Yes. That was a game changer for me as well, because my body was lost when I moved from Italy to US. You can never understand how much of adjustment you need to do on a physical level when you get out of your country and get out of your routine. And they were a great help.
And what studio do you normally, that we're talking about, where you first got started? Where is
I
this
I first
one?
Got started in Canton at Lifetime, but my home base studio is at Novi.
Okay.
And after years of practice, now I really like to see yoga as a sort of buffet, and I just picked and choose what I really think that it's more closer to me at this moment. So I'm concentrating on Ashtanga, and my number one goal for this year is to finish the first series with no glitches and to go through all the transitions as well. So awesome. I'm focused.
Awesome. And to our listeners, I think it's important because the yoga we're talking about that started Center for Yoga under Johnny Kest, I've had Tommy Mack on the show, I've had Jonah on the show, I've had a bunch of other yoga teachers on the show. This yoga we're talking about mentioned is in Lifetime Fitness. So, there's Lifetime Fitnesses all over the country, and this is the type of yoga we're talking about. And if, you belong to a Lifetime Fitness or you're near one, it could just happen like it happened with Alicia. Just walk in and just try it. And that's the thing is you take everything one breath at a time, one day at a time. But, I think we're going to, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, listen to our beautiful sponsor, and come right back.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Welcome back, humble warriors. We're here with Alicia Magni. Am I saying that right? Magni?
Magni. Yeah.
Magni, okay. And, I want to talk about a little bit about your personal background, because a lot of the times we hear, I don't have the time, I got this going on, but here you are, you got transferred, you have a full-time job.
Well, I do. Yes. My bread and butter is a full-time job that starts 8 a.m. in the morning until, I don't know, it could be 5 or even in the evening.
Yeah.
I have a solid background in the automotive industry, and that's why I'm here.
Right. So you got transferred here from Italy. You're married, and you have a couple kids?
I do. Okay. Yeah, 3 and 5.
Both daughters? Two girls?
I have two girls,
awesome.
Yes.
So you got a full plate, plus you're a yoga teacher, plus you have your own company, which we're going to talk about. So how has yoga helped you balance all this?
Yoga is the lifesaver. I don't think that I would be able to juggle all these things in my routine without having 1 hour for myself and some practice that keeps me grounded and focused, and it's so rewarding on a personal level. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, it can be overwhelming, first of all,
right.
Doing different things. And there's certain people that they can handle that, other people that they cannot, fine. It's not said that multitasking is a good thing. I am done that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel that if I'm on something, I'm really focused and I'm doing that, but my mind is traveling the world like 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. I'm I'm a Vata person. I'm very focused on what's next. So yoga really helps me being in the moment, in the present moment. And what I would suggest for working mothers who really have a career, but at the same time, they really want to exercise or work out or do spare 1 hour for themselves, just do it. Mm-hmm. And write a plan. That's what I do usually at the beginning of every month. Lay out a weekly routine that includes 1 hour that you carve out for yourself. Mm-hmm. And the way that I do is that my hour is early in the morning before everybody wakes up. So I don't feel guilty, you know, too mm-hmm. much distressed about what then it's going on during the day. So I can be very focused and concentrated. And after that hour, I feel so nourished and replenished and, you know, energetic, that I have so much positivity as well to be with my family and face one thing at a time, what's next in my plate.
You said a couple things that I want to touch on. That's part of the philosophy of spiritual fitness is taking that 1 hour for yourself. And maybe if it's not yoga for everybody, I still think it's important that whatever it is, that you need that time for yourself to kind of gather your thoughts and, you know, hopefully put yourself in a place of positivity, which is, you know, important. And so you can deal with everything that comes in with daily life, because we all have daily life and daily responsibilities. And really the only thing we can control is how we respond. So if we're at a place where we're taking care of ourselves, preferably in the morning, spending that hour, you know, that's a great start, and yoga can help with that. And so again, I think that, you know, I'm very appreciative for you stating that. And, you know, there's kind of like, you know, we state a lot about is kind of when we come to the mat, we're in training, we're always in training.
Yeah. I really like a metaphor, or, you know, just a connection that, you know, when you get on a plane and you're flying, they tell you before you can save somebody else, take the oxygen mask, breathe and apply it on you and then on the passenger next to you.
Well said.
That is what I think every time that I am on my mat in the morning by myself. Mm-hmm. Just do it. And that is my only moment. So I really want to spoil myself. And as you said, it could be whatever. It could be just waking up and listening to music, whatever makes you feel different and a better person that day.
Yep. Absolutely. Another point I want to touch on, you brought up, that is, I think, you know, is probably the gateway to all this, to yoga, to feeling good, is the type of foods we put in our body and liquids. And you touched on that. And I kind of just, if you could just touch maybe like a moment or two, and I guess maybe when you noticed that in your own body, or when that switch was, and if it was yoga that was the trigger that did it. But I'd like to hear a little bit about your food journey and how that's been a big game changer for you.
I'm Italian, and yeah. You know, we base our relationships on food. Mm-hmm. We have a saying that unless we haven't eaten together, we're not friends. So we have to be invited at lunch to my house just to be my friend. So no kidding, that's true. Mm-hmm. But when I moved to U.S., before having a cultural shock, I really had a food shock. you know, you end up being grocery shopping and seeing these gigantic bottles of milk. Food is different. Vegetables, apples are shiny and they're all, you know, untouched and spoiled. So, and you have mangoes and papayas throughout all the years. So, difference number one from what I was used to in Italy is sizes. Even the plates here are bigger. And number two, we tend to eat more seasonal and local ingredients. Seasonal in the sense that, you know, we have blueberries now, so go crazy with blueberries. Because the color and the freshness of those fruits that are in season will benefit your body now. If the food is frozen, will not have the same properties, you know, the same freshness. So that's point number two. And then I used to go to local markets, talk to people, have them tell me, you know, this asparagus is better than the other, this peach is fresher than the other. So it was a sort of game, you know, having fun just to go grocery shopping. And this relationship is kind of a lost here because it's more on steroids. We're here on just shopping malls. And it's just you. And you have to be knowledgeable of when you pick something, especially if it's packed, you have to read the label properly. I mean, you have to know all of the ingredients and what's good, what has too many toxins, too many heavy metals, and it's definitely not good. It could be harmful, even if it seems to be a healthy thing. So, for instance, I quoted milk because I've always drank raw milk taken from local people in Italy. So I couldn't drink any milk here. It really made me feel so uncomfortable and unbalanced, totally unbalanced. So I was sort of lost. And through my yoga community, I was able to learn that, for instance, there are many different type of milks, and the plant-based diet increases your level of energy. And I began vegan 2 years ago, and I transitioned from vegan into vegetarian because I liked eggs, to be honest. Good. And I was missing some things. And I think that whatever it is, whatever you're doing for your body, that has to be mindful and healthy, adjusted for your own needs. So I was kind of listening to what my body was telling me, and not all the body types are done to be vegan. Right. Anyway, so I feel really lighter and better being vegetarian. And I had very good discussions with my yoga family about food, and they taught me so much, even if coming from Italy, I thought that I knew about food.
Right. And so that's good that, you know, we've talked about that on other shows, is the importance of eating, and not everybody has to be a vegan or a vegetarian, but find out what works for you. But what's great is that could be a platform to at least get you started. You know, just a simple plant-based diet, try it out, see how it goes, see what you like or don't like. But that could also give you something to get started. And I think you also mentioned something where now in my new business at Y-Bars that I much appreciate are the farmers markets. So the Royal Oak, Birmingham, which is just coming up, Eastern Market. We have all these markets where you can talk to these vendors and these farmers with these fresh foods. And
you
really
sustain local business, sustain, which is also important. And you create a community, you get connections. And also what I would encourage, cook your own meals.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we do it for, I do it from scratch every morning.
Wow. So you're also a cook.
I am.
We have a few minutes left, so I want to touch base on your company, Yoganda Retreats. You know, it's pretty unique in what you're doing, and I know some people that have participated and give it thumbs up. So take us through your company here, Yoganda Retreats.
So what we offer is a sort of a yoga class on steroids. That's what I really like to tell people. Usually, this hour that you take for yourself makes people feel sometimes uncomfortable. So if women, but also men, I mean, in general, they want to deep dive in the yoga practice and practice yoga in a great environment, which could be Italy or anywhere in the world, but as a great settings that could be inspirational, that what a retreat is. So the scope of Yoganda Retreat, we are a boutique yoga agency. So we don't want big groups. We really want to establish that one-to-one relationship, so to know people better. And we want to deliver unique experiences in Italy because I'm from there. And I can bridge the gap between the two cultures. Mm-hmm. I know what Americans are expecting, and I know what Italians can offer. And I give you an example. So anytime we have gone to Italy for my retreats, we haven't gone to five-stars hotels, but we've gone to, well, yes, I mean, very luxurious accommodations, but run from my friends. So they were treating us in a special way that other people were not treated the same way. And my guests noticed the difference and they really enjoyed. So the place were all for ourselves. And we kind of give that sort of attention to the customers, to our guests, that goes way beyond what you find in any agencies. Because there's so many agencies and there's so many yoga retreats that you can sign up and then you can attend. And it's, of course, a great decision to go on a retreat and to travel the world, just leave even your family behind for 1 week without feeling guilty because you're doing something awesome for yourself.
Yeah. Where can, first of all, two things. One is I think it's very important as you go down this path, the spiritual fitness path, that we, you know, one of the recommendations is to take some time for yourself, like once or twice a year, do a retreat or do a workshop. And this sounds like that would fall right into the wheelhouse. Where can people find more information on you and on your company?
Yeah, I have a website, www.yogandoretreats.com. I am based in Northfield, Michigan. I usually attend many workshops and I have a lot of connections. I have a Facebook page, Yoganda Retreats, that has all of my social media links and phone number. We're going to Sicily this year. It's it's the biggest island in the south of Italy. So we're going to combine good food, beach, yoga on the beach. Typically our day is scheduled with a early wake up and morning practice. Then we have breakfast. We go to different destinations because what's really beautiful about what we offer, it's the full package. It's all inclusive with meals, with private guide, and then we go sightseeing and we go touring to historic towns. So you have this blend of history that really reconnect with the nature and with the place that you're practicing yoga at. And then we might find ourselves in a very beautiful place and just stop, pause, and do some meditation where we are, come back, have another awesome dinner, and then go to bed. And really, the scope of the retreat is gives you that energy that makes you go for the rest of the year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming.
I hope you'll be coming to one of my retreats one day.
I think we can
be very welcome.
Yeah, I think we'll make that happen.
Sure.
Okay, well, more about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com, or Amazon. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. We'd love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Until next week, live brave.